There he is.
Ah, what's going on?
You look fine.
What do you mean I look fine? Why would I not look fine?
Well, when one of my staff members went to South Africa a few months ago, he came back and he'd fallen victim to an unexpected seal attack. And that's what he told me anyway. That's why I didn't come to work on the Monday after his holiday. And I figured the same thing might have happened to you. So I've been worried this whole time.
A seal attack.
An unexpected one.
I'm pretty sure any attack from a seal would be unexpected.
Well, that was the adjective.
Like I don't know about you, but you know, when I wake up in the morning, I don't wake up going, geez, I'm expecting that seal attack today.
I agree with you. I'm still a little dicey on the whole story, to be honest with you, but I was worried about you. You seem fine,
well,
so that's
good.
Good.
The good thing is that I'm at least about 600 or 800 kilometers from the ocean, so no seals here in Joburg.
Oh, okay. Is it and it is safer there than near the ocean, right?
Well, seals.
Joburg, super safe place.
Oh, yeah. So no seals here. Just
no.
Just bullets. You got to dodge, mate.
Okay. So far, so good on both counts. Then, no unexpected bullets.
Yeah, I'm all right. No, it's fine. I mean, in like this secure precinct. So where I'm staying at the moment is in the casino precinct. Just literally, it's right on the edge of the airport, and that's where the conference is on Monday and that sort of thing. And so yeah, it's all safe here. No one can get in and no one can get out. So
nice.
It's like prison, but there's a casino.
I've heard that about Fiji. It's like all really beautiful until you leave the resort, and then you're basically guaranteed to get murdered.
Well, that's where I'm going in August, mate. So thanks
Brilliant.
For that.
Okay. No seals, though, I don't think. You got a beer?
No, I don't. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I've
got
a lot of water.
Oh, okay. All right. Just me then. We'll have to get a screenshot of this. I've got the Ironbark Hill.
I've got to get a screenshot of my water.
All right. Winger Ginger. Give this a crack.
All right.
Oh, Jesus. That's
tell you what.
It's lively.
It's good being here in Joburg, though. It was the best flight over. Did the kangaroo route. Not what you're thinking.
I was not thinking that.
But flew via Sydney. Brisbane, Sydney, Joburg, direct.
So,
it was
saved
really
you
good.
A fair bit of time, right? Other than flying.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Because last year when I came here, I flew Brisbane, Dubai, Joburg, and it's 13 and a half hours to Dubai from Brizzy, and then it's another 9 and a half to Joburg. And so basically Brizzy to Sydney is an hour, and then 14 and a half to Joburg. So it was super quick in the scheme of things. It was 18 hours door-to-door. It was amazing.
There's nothing at all amazing about 18 hours on a fucking plane. That's horrific.
Yeah, it is, but I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
I just watch movies and I'm sleeping much better on planes now. Getting used to this shit.
That's fair. What's the itinerary?
Now I know how a Formula One driver feels when they fly all over the world.
A little different. It's a little different, let's be honest. No 18-hour trip for a 14-hour Formula One driver, no matter how far they're going.
What do you mean?
Private jet, door-to-door, mate. They're not fucking around in...
Oh.
Rooting...
Oh, yeah.
Ruse or whatever.
Well, at least I've got something to look forward to if I, you know, get rich or something like that, win the lotto.
If you upgrade from the hairdresser's car to an RB15, is that something you think?
So anyway, yeah, pretty good itinerary here. So what's going on? Almost everybody else is arriving in today. So Pete Brown, the well-known beer writer, I actually think he's downstairs. He's looking for me because I love the guy and I haven't seen him in since last year. And Steve Grossman from Sierra Nevada, he gets in. He was supposed to get in today, but his flight's been delayed, so he's in tomorrow. Bob Peace, who heads up the Brewers Association, he's flying in on Saturday. And then there's a young lady called Emily. I think she's a beer marketer, a writer. She runs a all-female brewing company in the UK. I don't know that much about her. I'm sure there's lots of people who do, and they're probably going, Hendo, you ignorant bastard, but looking forward to meeting her nonetheless anyways. And
Nice.
yeah, so today we're just sort of grabbing a bit of lunch, and then there's a local homebrew club's gonna put on a braai. You know what a braai is?
No.
It's like that's their word for barbecue.
A braai.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they
You know what
serve
they
up
call a ute
seal?
here? No. Do you know what they call a
Okay.
ute here?
Pickup.
No. A bucky.
Bucky.
Yeah.
Like a jumbuck. That's cool.
Kind of, yeah. I think it's Afrikaans word or something like that. So they call it a bucky.
Well, that's
Oh,
fun.
there was another word that I learnt yesterday that I didn't understand. And I went, oh, okay, that's what you're talking about. Oh, traffic lights. You know what they call traffic lights here?
Crime scenes?
Nope. A robot.
Okay. All right.
Call her a robot. And they don't. And I was driving around last night because Julian picked me up last night. We'll drive around, went to dinner and that sort of thing. Half of them don't fucking work at night because the electricity's out.
Oh God. Wow.
And so the rule is that we're at night, you can't see any street lights, no street lights. Traffic lights aren't working. And so basically everything becomes a four-way stop sign. So basically whoever gets to the intersection first goes first.
That's fucked.
Oh yeah.
Are you
It's
doing stuff at
wild shit
nighttime as
though.
part of the conference?
A little bit, yeah. So we're having a braai tonight with local homebrew
But are
club or
you
something like
inside
that.
the compound of the conference?
Yeah. The conference only goes on for Monday, but the thing is that we're here today, and then on Friday tomorrow, we're driving up to Pretoria,
Oh yeah.
in the Botanical Gardens in Pretoria is the Capital Craft Festival. It's the biggest craft beer festival in South Africa,
Nice.
right? And I was thinking, because Gabs is coming up in Brisbane this weekend,
It's this weekend, yeah.
and it's this weekend, and they're expecting maybe 4,000 people or something like that. They're expecting 11,000 people at this thing.
Oh yeah, that's big league.
It's huge. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun. There's like four stages with live music, and this shit is big. I'm like, I didn't know this until last night. I'm like, okay, I'm looking forward to this now. This should be fun.
What kind of music do they like in
So,
South Africa? I can't even really think.
well, there's a lot of very famous, there's some very famous South African bands. You know, De Antwoord.
Sure, don't. No.
You never heard of De Antwoord?
Have never.
They're really cool. They're
Okay.
really cool. They're like a electro pop kind of thing. They're really good. They're
Okay.
what's her name? Yolandi Visser and Ninja. They're pretty good.
All right.
And then I think one of the biggest selling craft beers in South Africa is called Fuck Off.
Okay,
Not joking.
that's not a
That's
change of
the
words for different
name. No. And
cultures.
it's
That's the
named after
same word.
it's right. It's named after a band. The band is called Fuck Off the Police Car. But that's kind of said in Afrikaans. So they have a beer called Fuck Off, and that's the name of the beer.
Wow, they don't have ABAC over there, do they?
No, because
Yeah.
that's because the I've just I looked at the beer list. Something really dumb,
It's
because it
loose.
gets worse. It gets
Okay, go
worse.
on.
Okay, so the number one beer, they released the beer list for this Capital Craft Beer Festival, and they bring up they've got this. The number one beer on the list is called De Puss, right? Which is basically
Not getting into this
imagine
conversation, Endo.
if
I'm
imagine no no
so
no no
done
no hear
with
me out here, hear me
this.
out. Imagine, right? This is
All right.
how fucking wild it is over here. Imagine if somebody in Australia released a beer that was called the C word, because that's the word in Afrikaans.
The cunt.
You can't say that, but yes, that's it.
That's what it's called.
Yes.
The beer is. My God. Does that actually breach ABAC? It doesn't actually breach ABAC, does it?
What?
Like using swear words and profanities in beer names.
I don't know, but I just think it's just so wrong, but they love it. It's just So the thing is that it's a bit of double entendre. So the word puss also means cat, Right. And
I'm
so
well aware,
it's a bit
Hendo.
of
I'm well
it's a
aware
bit
of
of
the
a
two
it's a
meanings
bit
of
of
the
a
word.
bit of a play on words there, but yes,
Yeah.
that's God damn, it's just wild stuff, hey. And
Yeah.
so
They should have asked me for some advice before releasing
I
that
was
beer, but it's a bit
yeah.
late for that.
So they've got this brewed in Belgium, and oh, it's just fucking wild shit that goes on here. And and I'm like, don't you think, like, I asked some of the last years, like, don't you think that's a little bit like not very PC? And they're like, yeah, but it's funny. And I'm like, okay, then
Well, the amount
it's
that
on
you've
my
laughed,
beer
you'd have
list.
to agree.
Yeah, exactly. But fuck, you wouldn't get away with it. It's done by La Trappe in from Netherlands.
Okay.
So it comes out of Netherlands, and it's called C word in Afrikaans, and that's what they got. And also, at this beer festival, I was told last night that there's a fucking Jack Daniel's stand.
Oh, wow. Game on.
This is going to be the best fun. I'm going to wind up on my ass. I tell you
So
what, hey.
you're going to have the Jack and then the cunt, right?
Maybe the other way around. I don't know. But
Okay. All right. I'm
it's
taking that
just so
out.
fucking
I'm taking
wrong.
that
Yeah, exactly. You can
All right.
swear that out. I'm trying to find where Jack Daniels is, but I'm pretty sure they said there's a Jack Daniels stand.
That's
And I'm
amazing.
like,
That's got your
this is
name all over
fucking
it.
sick. There's a Jägermeister stand.
Jesus. This is not a beer festival, is it? This is just a gigantic piss up.
Yeah. Oh, well, they don't have RSA here, like, because
Of course they don't.
Julian and Wendy have their own brewing company here, and they basically, yeah, Jack Daniel's stand 41.
Wow.
This is going to
You're
be
on.
great.
It's game
I
on.
am so on. It's just going.
Do you like pack
Oh
heat
my
going
God.
into something like this, or you're totally safe?
No, you have to leave your gun at the door.
Okay. Right. But then when you
Yeah.
leave, it'd be a shit show, surely.
Oh, perhaps, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of, so they don't, so I was talking to Wendy Julian's daughter, who's she's 19, and she's going to be serving beers at their brewery's beer stand, that sort of thing. And I said, oh, have you served beer at a beer festival before? She says, no. And I went, oh, okay. Have you got your RSA ticket? And she's like, what's that? And I said, like, your responsible service of alcohol ticket, in order to be able to sell beer. And they go, we don't have that here in South Africa.
Did they not have it, or do they just not know about it?
No, they don't. They don't have a system around responsible service of alcohol
Okay.
at all. So if you're hammered, want to buy another drink? How many beers would you like?
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for personal responsibility, but
There
RSA is
is,
probably a
yes.
pretty good idea, I feel, generally, as a whole.
Yeah. Mm,
Yeah.
exactly. But apparently the festival's really well organized, so I'm really looking forward to it. And then on Monday is the conference. It's here at the casino here. And then Tuesday I'm doing a beer and food pairing dinner. So I put the suit in the suitcase and doing that. And then Wednesday I'm flying down to Cape Town. Spending a couple of nights in a Cape Town. So if anyone's got tips for Cape Town, I'll happily take them. Just send them through to the group,
Nice.
facebook.com/groups/bossandthebrewer. And so I'm in Sea Point for a couple of nights, and then I'm going out to a client's brewery, Stark Brews, and we're going to brew a modern Australian style pale ale kind of thing. And then the next day we're going to do some brewery tours. Sunday I fly back here, Monday I fly home. Arrive on fucking Wednesday, I think. So
That's a fucking wait, how long is that? That total amount of time. That's 2 weeks, is it?
2 weeks. Yeah,
Wow. That's a hell of a trip.
pretty cool. Yeah, it's good fun. Yeah, really good fun.
Dude, you're living the dream.
Oh, look, it's good fun. I don't have children, and
Know what else you don't have, is, to my knowledge? You don't have
what's
staff,
that?
right?
No staff, no.
You don't have a balance sheet for your business, do you?
Well, it's a
Not.
coaching business. It doesn't need a balance sheet.
Exactly. So you don't have like probably the two most painful parts of having a business. I get reminded every
Yeah.
fucking day about how much work there is in managing all your purchases between a balance sheet and a P&L with inventory and whatnot,
Yes.
and also managing staff. It's fucking, and not all staff, don't get me wrong, we've got an amazing team, but
Yeah.
it's a
It's a
fucking
much
dream
simpler
to have a business.
business.
It's a much simpler business, and it's a lifestyle business, and it's the way to go. Trust me, it's the way to go for anyone
It's
listening.
simple. It's much simpler because
You
it's
can do
like
it.
I don't do stuff on credit terms, or very seldom do I do stuff on credit terms. So I don't have to chase people for money, although that's not always the case. And then what else? Everybody pays me via a credit card, which means just the money arrives in your bank account. You got to keep an eye on things. The hard part, though, is the sales and marketing. That's complexity around it. The social
For
media,
sure.
the conversations that you have with prospects and stuff like that. And I'm just migrating over to a new CRM
Which one?
now because it's called Coach Marketing Machine, but it's a variant of Go High Level.
All right. Is that part of Taki's thing? Right.
So it's Go High Level. It's one that's sort of geared towards online businesses and stuff like that, and does all the pipeline and marketing automation and all that sort of stuff. And it links in with all. See, the problem that I've had is you're having conversations with people on Facebook and Instagram and email, and it gets all lost, and this thing just puts it all in the one place.
That sounds pretty good. I've never found a good CRM. I've looked at so many of them. It's a hard problem to solve.
Indeed. Indeed. But this one seems pretty good enough for what I need. So I'm just migrating over to that from I was on Groundhog on WordPress, which is really it's an excellent system, but it just can't do all of the chat stuff that I need to do. So I'm just bringing it all together.
Nice. Oh,
So
yeah,
it's
no. I
good.
mean, I'm sure there's challenges. There's fucking challenges in every business for sure. I get
But
that.
if it was easy, everybody'd be bloody doing it. So,
Yeah, exactly.
but honestly, that's the next challenge in my business is basically, I think I need someone who can just chat to people to sort of encourage people to book, a call with me and that sort of thing. So I don't mind doing all the sales calls and stuff like that. But keeping track of all the chats that are happening, it's impossible. So.
Do you think AI can step in and help with that, or do you think it's just going to be too soon and too weird?
Too weird. It's not, it's, it, it, there's conversations you're going to have are very synthetic, and no, you can't really do that. It's not me, it's not my personality and that sort of thing.
But see,
So,
I think I mean that's it's not here now, but I feel like that's not going to be that far off, that kind of thing.
Oh, I agree. You think you're talking to me, and then you're not. It's a GPT of me.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. And this Apple thing that just got announced is like it's all pretty mental. All right, should we get into the
Indeed.
news? There's not a huge amount, but working titles, hot climate, cool ship. I thought this was fun because we're looking for good news stories, aren't we? So there you go.
Absolutely.
Fucking cool
Mark
ship in the back of
is
that
well.
ute that
Doc,
they used to
doc,
drive around all
Dr.
the
Markhouse
time.
has done a lot of work about the microflora, the microorganisms in the Brisbane region and that sort of thing, and the fact that he's doing some stuff with Cool Ship, making a beer. Have to wait 3 years at least for it to be finished and that sort of thing. Let's see what happens,
Yeah, it's a fun idea.
That dinner that he had last week, the Spon dinner that he had, that sounded like a lot of fun. Dan from Hiker was there, and he posted some photos. The food looked bloody amazing.
Nice.
And I think what Mark does there is fascinating stuff, and certainly stuff that needs to happen and that sort of thing. And see you in 3 years' time when you try the beer. We try the beer.
Nice. Hope it's good. Piker, we're on the Today Show. Did you see this?
Yeah, I did this morning.
Oh, we can't do the it goes
We
for
can't
too long.
replay it.
I didn't actually watch this. I watched the start of it, but I saw the commentary on it. But that's pretty cool.
There was a lot of B-roll. I was having a bit of a laugh at the B-roll because there was like B-roll from. I'm sure that they have a that Channel 9 has a, like a library of B-roll, and there was some AIBA's B-roll. There was some stuff from either CUB or Forex or something with kegs get massive amounts of kegs getting filled, and I'm like, you got that B-roll.
Well, they got to put it together pretty quickly too, don't they? Like the
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
when they're doing
yeah.
a story
But
like
it's
that, they
good
cover
to
it
see. I
in.
don't know. They look like they're at Felons, I think. So,
Yeah. Nice. They're crushing it.
yeah, they're doing great.
Expanding too, I hear. Rumor. I don't know
The
exactly
rumor.
what's
There's
happening,
rumor.
but there's a rumor about expansion. You know, see what happens.
We'll
Crushing
see what
it.
happens. Not gonna steal anyone's thunder here.
No, neither. Well, no. Well, the guys have said on the show that they're working on lots of expansive activities.
Yeah, that's right.
Green Beacon Brew Pub. I don't give a fuck about this, but do you? At
Let's
the
have a look.
airport.
What did they say? Oh, they're doing a thing at the airport.
I mean, it looks cool,
Well, it's just
but
another,
you
it's
know,
another CUB pub, really, isn't it?
exactly. Yeah, it's a
Oh, is that what
shame.
it is? It's a Green Beacon Brewery at the airport.
Well, is it an actual brewery? I don't know.
At
Well,
DF at the DFO at Skygate. Oh no, hang on.
yeah.
Is that where it's going to be?
It's a new precinct, I think.
Who would go all the way out there to go to a brewery, though?
Well, if you're going to the airport, no? I guess you go to the DFO.
Well, yeah, if you go to DFO, I suppose you can grab a beer or something like that.
I've wondered about that. It's like the Parenti one in Beenleigh. Like, I don't think they've ever actually brewed there. I'm sorry, they have brewed there, but they don't hire brewers, to my knowledge.
They just use the brewers from Burley Brewing.
Yeah. And I don't think they brew there much. And it's a big site. But I mean, who goes there? Like, everyone who goes there is driving, right?
Well, yeah, or they're from Beanley. Oh, which
No
case
one's
they
from
drive
Beanleigh.
it they're getting some beers and a packet of durries.
Why not? All right, Cert 4 and Brewing. I'll put this in here because this is kind of your cup of tea. I saw this from Richard
Oh
Adamson,
yeah,
who posted about
I
this.
did see this morning, and this is super awesome news. So most states around Australia have a Certificate 3 in food processing brewing.
Yep.
For example, TAFE Queensland, Ultimo TAFE, Kangan Institute in Victoria, TAFE SA, all that sort of stuff, which is great. And that's basically a course that teaches brewers how to be operators in a brewery, right?
Yeah.
which is awesome. However, what's missing is how do we train the head brewers of tomorrow? Now, up until now, there's been the Federation University degree, which I'm an alumnus of, but this Certificate 4 in food processing brewing, which I know Richard Adamson's been involved with VB probably as well, to put this together, is an amazing course. And it's not that expensive. It's like $3,200 if you've already got a qualification. And it's 2 years part-time. And let's see what units of competency in here. Here we go. It's core units. So, labeling foods according to legislative requirements, interpret and respond to food or beverage test results, apply sensory analysis in food or beverage production, develop a hazard-based food safety plan. That's awesome because I
Nice.
did that in the postgraduate degree.
Yeah.
Engineering principles to food processing, manage and propagate yeast. Oh, that's awesome. Manage filling and packaging of fermented beverages, set up a production or packaging line.
That's
Right.
pretty
So this is
cool.
all about the management building breweries. Lead work teams and groups, plan and coordinate production equipment maintenance, schedule and manage production, filter beverages, principles of food processing, manage work production, manage cellar operations, regulatory requirements of alcoholic beverages, and design an artisan food production facility. So you actually get to design a brewery. That's
That's
amazing.
mad. It's mad. That all sounds very practical, and it's just mad to think that that doesn't already exist, isn't it? Like in that sort of format,
Well,
that
no,
accessible format.
exactly. Well, when I was over in Canada in January, that was basically the course that they do at Niagara College. Is that's a 2-year course where they do the things like design a beer recipe, design a brewery, pick the equipment, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I think that's really cool to see that Cert 4 come out there. So yeah, it's fascinating stuff.
Nothing in there on finance or inventory in the managing
It's
a brewery thing.
not. That's actually a good point. Probably not so much finance, because this is more about artisanal food production.
Yeah.
But you, of course, you do want to look at things like costing and inventory and all that sort of thing.
Oh, 100%. Anything to do with managing production of
Yeah,
anything, you need to be looking at
I
inventory.
reckon there would be something in the training package where you could select something like that. But the
Yeah.
thing is that, you know, what we want to do in here in Queensland is we want to have a diploma of
Right.
you know, artisanal fermented food in beer and all that sort of stuff. And so and that's where probably where you would have that additional stuff in there.
Yeah, I think that stuff's so important. I mean, yeah, every day I've realized how important that shit is.
2 years part-time is pretty good. So
That is
yeah,
good.
it's
Yeah.
interesting stuff. Is it all delivered? How's it all delivered? Combination study, classroom-based, online or workplace activity. Having a self-directed, receive supervised training while on the job, doing work experience or on placement. Yeah,
That's good.
that's not too bad. Not too bad at all. I like it. I think it's good. There is a there's a what is there? There's an information session that I saw on Facebook coming up.
Yeah, put together by Brews News. They're doing more stuff than they did before.
I thought he retired.
But apparently not. Didn't he host the Abbers? It's
That
the
was his
most
last
John.
one.
This is the biggest non-retirement since John Farnham. All right, we got two
And the
Hendo
Rolling
Reacts.
Stones. Weren't the Rolling Stones supposed to retire as well?
Oh, they'll never retire. They're killing it. They're still strong. 81 and 80.
Yeah. Holy shit. That's phenomenal. All
All
right, what do
right,
we got?
HR1. Let's get around that. I've
I'm
only got two because
sharing.
I haven't really been collecting them. Coop sent me a few, and I only used one because the other ones weren't amazing. But
Before
thanks,
we
Coops, for the
jump into
one.
that, did you watch the Canadian Grand Prix last week?
Oh, it was phenomenal.
It's so good. It's
It
actually
was
getting
so
good now
good.
that Red Bull are getting tight. You know, that Mercedes Ferrari had a shocker, but they're generally improving. But between McLaren, Mercedes and Ferrari,
Well, not
like that
Ferrari in
Canadian
Canada,
Grand
but
Prix,
yes.
no, not in Canada, but like
Yeah.
there was only like maybe 10 or 15 seconds between first and fourth.
It's amazing.
That's great.
And it was a hell of a race. It was all kinds of craziness happening. The quality was the best quality of the
Yeah.
year by a mile.
Yeah, absolutely. How was the Haases in the start and all wet tires? It was just like going from
Oh,
last to
Magnussen.
fourth.
So good. I thought
It was so good to see. I'm like,
if anyone's going to crash under that circumstance, it'd be Magnussen. And he wasn't. He was just like slotting past everyone. It was so good.
K-Mag was all over it. Was it? Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was so good. And then he got then he got boned in the bloody, you know, in the pit stop change in the intermediates with a
Yeah.
6 second delay. And I was like, oh man,
Yeah.
you just blew that.
But
All that hard
even in a
work.
race like that, of course Max wins. You know what I mean? Just not based on having the best car, not the best strategy, just
Yes.
being the best driver. Like just not making a
Yeah.
mistake. He did make a mistake, but barely made a mistake. Like he's just so fucking
Yeah.
good.
Yeah. Lando should have won that, but I think poor strategy letting down there on the day, but that's
Yeah.
Formula One for you.
I love the teammate stuff. So Ricciardo was hunting down Tsunoda, who ultimately kind of went off the track. This is right at the end. And then Lewis was getting attacked by Russell, which was
Yeah.
fucking awesome. And he got
Yeah.
overtaken by Russell, which was great.
Yeah.
You'd love to see it.
The
That's
whole
what you
thing was
want.
good. Exactly.
And your
So,
boy
when's
Perez,
the.
oh, wait, you got another. Oh no, you don't get a point for that. But our predictions for drivers next year, you're one up because you predicted Perez.
To stay at Red
Re-signing.
Bull.
Yeah. You don't get a point for that though.
And
It's whoever gets them the most right gets the point.
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What a disaster though. I mean, it's just it again doesn't make Q3, has a shocking race. Why
Keeps his seat.
she keeps his seat for 2 years? Oh man. They're desperate to keep Max.
I think that's you've hit the nail on the head. It keeps Max happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's it. So
It is good
anyway,
though.
let's have a
This is
look at
the
these
first
hen.
time since we've been doing this podcast where F1 has been competitive, I think.
Yeah, it's good fun. It's great to watch. Barcelona's coming up. That's going to be a shitty, boring race, but hey, let's see what happens. I also said last week, watch the McLarens in Canada, and they did good. And you always get a wet race in Canada, and
That's
Lando should have
true.
won that.
You also said watch the Ferraris, I feel. We might have to
No,
listen to
no,
that
no.
one
I said
back,
watch the
but
McLarens.
okay.
The Ferraris got
I could be dead
had an
wrong.
absolute shocker. You could be dead wrong, but anyway, let's
Yeah.
have a look. Hendo reacts. Hendo reacts. Grab a beer, just sit back. It's time to relax. All right, let's share some sound. Are we sharing sound?
Yeah, we've got to share sound. Get cancelled again.
Oh, there's a Hendo Reacts and a Hendo Reacts F1.
Yes, exactly.
All right,
I'm
small
mindful
screen
of your
today,
time
sorry.
this week, so.
This beer news just dropped today with Jason and Travis Kelce becoming the biggest investors in Garage Beer. Garage Beer is made out of Cincinnati, and it's been doing its own version of Montucky Cold Snacks for a few years now, kind of serving as like a light, affordable beer option that has a little more of a local craft feel. And it's centered and named after a popular occasion, having a garage beer. This is pure genius, if you ask me, bringing the Kelces into the company, as they have one of the most popular podcasts out there and are just such genuine, lovable guys. And I'm a Steeler fan. They don't even need to outwardly or slyly promote the beer on the podcast. They can just genuinely work in the fact that they're in the beer business now and talk about it naturally. And I think people would be into that. And then when they see it, they're gonna wanna give it a try. Here's the list of states that Garage Beer is currently sold in. And I think this has the potential to be even bigger than what Barstool has done with High Noon. And I mean, just imagine what's gonna happen when Taylor Swift is seen in a box chugging a 16-ounce can of Garage Beer. Beer is on its way back up, folks.
Wow.
Some of the coolest beer has just dropped today.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
Which part of it? All of it?
yeah, but so it sounds like that this garage beer is like the Americans' better beer, with a couple of
Yes, definitely.
social media influencers and a pretty basic lager, pretty accessible beer sort of thing, and they're just promoting it and all that sort of stuff. And
But Travis
I agree
Kelce,
with
a
that
bit
guy.
more than a social media influencer, being a Super Bowl
I don't even know
champion.
who he is. Who is he? Is he? Oh, is that
Taylor
who it is?
Swift's
Is that Taylor Swift's
boyfriend.
boyfriend? He's got a podcast or something, doesn't he?
They got a podcast, and his brother is like he's like one of those dudes who takes his shirt off and sculls beer, you know what I mean? So he's like perfect for that kind of thing.
That sounds
So
great.
they're gonna absolutely crush it. I'd have to agree with
Yeah,
that.
exactly. And he's right. If you see Taylor Swift smashing a garage beer, it sounds like pretty sort of non-gender imagery and that sort of thing around it. You know, that's good. Yeah, better beer appeals to women as just as much as men, and this one looks like pretty much the same and that sort of thing.
There's
So
a
it's
good
ticking all the
opportunity here for a
boxes.
callback to a previous moment in the podcast, but we're not going to take it,
What?
are we?
No,
No.
not that. No,
No, we're not going to
not
bring
even
that one up
gonna go
again.
there. Yeah.
No.
Not gonna happen.
No, definitely not. You heard it here first. Oh, no. Oh, the other question I had about that. Did it
I've
ever
got.
cross your mind that Garage Project beer, there was a
Yes.
reference to drinking a beer in a garage?
Yes. And then there's garage beer. I wonder if there's going to be any legal ramifications for that.
But did you? But when you heard of Garage Project, like that was about where they brewed the beer, not where you
Yes.
drunk the beer, right?
Yeah, that's
There's no
right.
reference to it's not a reference to drinking a beer in a garage.
But the thing is, you've got garage beer, and then you've got Garage Project have a beer called simply beer.
Right. Yes, which is basically garage beer.
Yeah.
Different markets though, isn't it? I don't think Garage Project is selling a whole lot in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Still, might be a bit of a trademark stoush.
Let's see
Or if
what
it's
happens.
trademarkable at all.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be really. Would it be
You
garage?
can't
It's like a
really, you can't
general
trademark,
place.
you can't trademark a single word. That's not, you can't do that. So
Well, it's like a
let's have a
place,
look.
isn't it? It's like a thing that's
Yeah.
mentioned.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't trademark that.
Right, so
Let's
this
have a
one's
look at
from
this Hendo
Coops.
Reacts F111.
F11. Hendrix F1 number one.
Here we go. Jacques Villeneuve hired by Red Bull to talk shit about
Wait, I can't see
Ricciardo
it.
every race
I can only
weekend.
see your. I can only see the You on
Oh, what
the
can you see?
Google Doc. Oh, wait. Oh, no, wait. I'm good. I'm good. Oh, God.
You
Now
sure?
it's fucked. You gotta do it again. You gotta share screen. Here we go. Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
That's it.
Jacques
That's the whole
Villeneuve
thing.
hired by Red Bull to talk shit about Ricciardo every race weekend. What did he say?
Oh, you didn't hear. So he's a.
No.
I don't know anything about this guy other than he was a great F1 driver.
Yeah, so was
He
his
was like a
dad.
commentator at the Grand Prix, right? And I watched a little bit of the commentary beforehand, and he was a fucking savage. He was just savage as shit about everyone. It was brilliant. But he said about Ricciardo, he said Ricciardo's basically only beat Max when Max was like 17 years old. Other than that, he's been beaten by his teammate his whole career, and he's only in F1 because he's got a good personality. Which
Let's listen to what he
I thought
says.
was brilliant.
Why is he still in F1? Why? What? We're hearing the same thing now for the last 4 or 5 years. We have to make the car better for him. Poor him. Sorry, it's been 5 years of that. No, you're in F1. Maybe you make that effort for Lewis Hamilton, who's won multiple championships. You don't make that effort for a driver that can't cut it. If you can't cut it, go home. There's someone else to take your place. That's how it's always been in racing. It's the pinnacle of the sport. There's no reason to keep going and to keep finding excuses. And you all talk about that first season or first 2 seasons. He was beating a Vettel that was burnt out, that was trying to invent things with the car to go win,
yeah,
and just making a mess of his weekends. And then he was beating for half a season Verstappen when Verstappen was 18 years old, just starting. Then that was it. He stopped beating anyone after that.
I mean, that's quite a harsh look at his career. From your point of view then, do you think he's been overrated the whole time? He's been...
I think it's his image has kept it in F1 more than his actual results.
Wow,
that's savage, eh?
wow.
It was like that about every topic, though. It wasn't just Daniel Ricciardo. It was like everything. It was awesome.
Oh my God,
And then Ricciardo came back and did P5 in quali, and then had the little press thing where he told him to eat shit or something like suck it or something like that. So it was good.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I love that. That was fucking great. All
So good, so good.
right, we've got a quick episode because I'm conscious of your time. We might have a couple of questions. Let's have a look in the group.
All right, what do you got?
We have probably not 12 questions because it's an earlier time.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Sharp, will Carl from the Today Show do a collaboration with Hiker?
Hope so.
I think maybe he said that on the thing.
I reckon if you ask probably what's his name? Phil Sharp and maybe Carl Stefanovic. Maybe.
Well, Phil Sharp asked the question, so he can't ask himself.
Yeah. Well, he could ask himself.
All right. Ask yourself, Phil.
Ask yourself.
Carl loves a beer. I know that.
Oh, does he? I don't know. Is
I have
he
to have a little
known for
sneaky
getting on the
beverage.
sauce?
Yeah,
Is he? Yeah, right.
Well, remember when he turned up at the Today Show hungover or like still drunk from the party the night before? That was awesome. That was must see TV.
What a weapon.
Luke Cooper, am I allowed to contribute again?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, of
Thank you for
course.
your Ando React's suggestions.
Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah, keep them
One out
coming.
of the three was used. No, I appreciate
Of
it. It's
course, you can
good.
contribute.
It's Adam Shell, does Hendo have any Gabs beers he wished he was able to try?
Oh, you know what? This is actually the first year since Gabs's inception in, I think, 2010, that I have not attended a Gabs. And this includes during the pandemic, because I still made it down to Melbourne in 2021. 2020 was cancelled, obviously. 2021, I still made it to Melbourne and managed to do Gabs down there. I've even done the Gabs' before it became a festival, when it used to be at the local tap house in
Like a
St.
tap house.
Kilda. And for two years, I think it was there. 2010, 2011, I think it was. I have never missed a Gabs, and this is the first time, because had Melbourne Gabs gone on, proceeded at the usual time and place, I would have made it when I was in Melbourne a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you were
But
there.
because of the venue change, because of the issues with the exhibition building and the date and the subsequent date change, no Melbourne Gabs, and because I'm here in Joburg now, no Brizzy Gabs.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Is there a beer you
So
want to try, or you've stayed out of it because you don't want FOMO?
Is there any you want to try? Because we've had a look at the list, but I haven't really. There hasn't been. Let's have a look at the beer list, shall we?
Fucking let's do it. Yeah, my
Yeah,
Gabs
let's do it.
experience changed so much over the years. I got out of the wanting to try any particular beers, and it was sort
Are
of
you going to
rock up and
go?
see what happens. No.
Let's
That
see.
said, the last Gabs we went to was probably one of the funnest ones we've ever done in Brisbane. That
Fuck
was a hell
yeah, it
of a
was
time.
wild fun. It was
Yeah.
so good. Let's see here. Brew Baron's got Cocoa Comet. That looks pretty good. Dankin Stormy, which is Akasha, doing American Red with ginger. Aetheon Brewery brewing. Aetheon versus Aether. Oh my God.
Chuck us the link, put the link in the thing.
I'll just share the screen. Oh.
Oh yeah, share the screen.
Yeah, let me share the screen. Look at this. Aetheon Brewing. Unlikely friends. What does it say, Brewmanity? What
Well,
the
that's
hell's
weird.
going on
But
there?
I put the wrong logo in there.
Aetheon. Maybe. But Aetheon Brewing WA versus Aether Brewing in Brisbane.
Makes sense.
Hiker Brewing, don't
Sochi
take the piss.
Shandy.
6.5. Orange chocolate and orange porter. Yeah, that looks pretty good.
It's got to be better than that pig beer they had last year, or whatever the fuck that was. That was out of
Hold the
control.
pork, it was called. Oh God. Devil Bend Beer Farm open relationship. Here we go. Pilsner Lager. Triple
Oh, there
auction.
you go. There's a red beer for that dude in Beer Barons who was
Ah,
complaining about
the
not getting
Kaiju
any
one
red
looks
beers
pretty
in
good.
Bacchus.
Look, Kaiju number 20. A
All right.
3.1% pastry sour at 3.14, and it's called Crushberry Pie.
Oh, because that's
PI.
pi,
Pie.
3.412. Okay.
3.14. Yeah. Yep.
3.
Nice.
Yeah, 3.1
I
four.
like that. Seeker been doing some good beers. I like their BX Old. It's awesome. Hop Hen. Double Dutch,
Oh, that sounds
Black
pretty good. Black
Flag,
Flag, Nitro Citrus, Blood
Nitro
Orange,
Citrus
Chocolate
Blood Orange
Porter.
Porter. Yeah, that's good. Seventh Day, Ocean Reach, Pig Pie, Pig Pick and Cake, an oat cream IPA with tangy mandarins, juicy oranges, and sweet pineapple. Bad. Hopless Botanical IPA.
The deeds are still there. There you go. 12%
Yeah,
stout. That's a
yeah.
kind of that's one you want to have
Yeah.
at the start of a Saturday session, isn't it?
They would have bought the beers before they decided to
Yeah.
shut down, so that's why it's still there.
Probably
Hazy
be quite a popular one
Train.
to have.
Aether's doing an 8% oatmeal stout. I reckon that'd be pretty well done. So I'm a bit of a fan of Aether.
So Aether got two beers in there. That was different.
No, there's Aetheon versus Aether.
Yeah. Okay. So collab beer and their own beer.
No. It's a brewery called Aetheon. Did you not see that?
Yeah, but didn't you say it was a collab with Aether? Wasn't it the whole point?
No.
Oh, you just.
It's from a brewery. Have a look at it. Aetheon Brewing. I can't point to it. Number six, Aetheon Brewing, WA, Unlikely Friends.
Aetheon. Okay, but when you said that, for some reason, when you said that, I thought you meant it was like a collab
Yeah,
with Aether.
that's no, because and
Oh,
that's
you
how
were
these
pointing out the
trademark
fact that
things
it was
start,
similar.
because that's passing off, mate.
I see. I see what you're saying.
There's what number 42 Aether versus number six Aetheon.
Ah, well,
Oh
what would you
boy.
rather, 8% oatmeal stout, or the what was the Atheon one?
That was some sort of fucking what is it? A 7.8% matcha and white
Matcha
chocolate
white
white
chocolate
stout.
white stout. Wow,
I'd
that's
just fucking cronk
aggressive.
them, mate. Cronk them.
Just go both, mix them together.
That's a cronk. Yeah.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
We were right on the same wavelength there.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know.
Yeah. Or working title looks pretty good. Sucker Punch strawberries and cream lollipop sour.
8%. Savage.
Yeah.
Oh my God. 12.5%
Incidentally, as well,
Frenchies. Jesus
if you
Christ.
go to the Brew Baron stand, you'll actually get to try the TAFE students finale beer, which is also a strawberries and cream sour as well. So definitely go hit up
Nice.
Brew Baron Beer Company. Is that if you want to try some of the TAFE finale beer, which is awesome.
Man, these are all high. 8, 8, 8. That's mental.
Yeah.
Noisy
Yeah.
miner. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Number 62, TBC. Go check that out.
Okay.
Good Land Brewing, Dad and
Frappe
Dave,
Nipah,
Slice of
Green
Heaven,
Beacon.
Thylized NZ Pilsner. That would pique my interest. That would pique my interest because I love that style of beer. Green Beacon, DDH Unicorn, Frappe Nipah. What else we got here? Boat Rocker, Daily Tot, Malty Brown Ale. There you go. With a rum, with a bit of spiced rum. That sounds pretty nice.
Pretty good. What about the Social
Your
Brewers 3.3% specialty beer? You get around that?
Hooray for Gilbert. Dark mild, given an Indigenous Ooray, Davidson Plum. Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. There's some good beers here.
Dollar
Psycho
Bill, Spicy
Susie's,
Vanilla Vanilla Gorilla.
Insane Kölsch Posse, Clean Crisp, Sincerely Chock-a-Block, 7% Kölsch, West Coast IPA, Kölsch Posse. Yeah, that
Look
sounds
at
pretty
number
good.
84, Dollar Bill. That sounds fucking insane.
Spicy Vanilla Gorilla, Sour Barrel, Sour Quad, Vanilla and Barrel Aged Chilies. Oh my God. Remember that time we had that chili beer
I
and
do
at the
remember.
fucking One
We
Drop?
didn't have it. You said I should drink this, and I
Again, I
drank it, and it
said,
was
yeah, I
fucking
said,
awful.
yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I made you drink it.
Yeah. No, that was the good. That was a good time.
Chili beers can be good, but fuck, you got to get that shit right, your balance right,
Well, the taco one was a
eh?
chili beer, wasn't it? The Two Birds beer. Was that chili?
No, never had chili in it.
Didn't
No.
have chili? Okay. I'm trying
No.
to think of a chili beer that was good. What's an
Mountain
example of one that was
Culture.
good? Garage Project did one, did they?
Yeah, like a chalk chili thing.
Yeah, I can't think of a good one.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be queuing up at the Mountain Culture stand, which is going to be huge. Take photos, post it on the Facebook group. Four Hearts, Miso Macadamia Stout. Whoa.
I saw they've changed ownership again. Four Hearts.
Has it? All right. What happened there?
I don't know. Someone who was working there took it over or something. I don't know
Okay.
them. I knew the original founder, but I don't know
Is there
the
official news out
title
about that
guys.
yet?
Oh yeah, they posted about it.
Oh, okay. On the Four Hearts page or?
Yeah. Are you looking for it?
Oops,
Maybe
not four.
do their Instagram.
On their Instagram?
Probably their Instagram.
Sun's
No,
out.
it's a photo of a bunch of people. Keep scrolling. Did I see that? All right. I'm going to find it and not be dead wrong.
Oh, Pump Yard Ipswich. Let's have a look at the Pump
Yeah,
Yard.
there you
There
go.
we
That
go.
one there with the
Yeah.
people in it.
Ah, okay. All right. It's official. Okay. Good. Okay. Because I knew about this and I couldn't say. So the two people on the left are the Andersons from Stony Creek Brewing Company. That's Derek and then Jack. Jack's one of TAFE graduates, that sort of thing. And so Stony Creek Brewing Company was supposed to be out near, just near Aratula, and they bought the pump yard. They bought Four Hearts. So
Nice.
Four Hearts Brewing at the pump yard is going to become a Stony Creek venue.
Oh, cool. Fair bit of that
That's
going
what's
on,
happening.
isn't there?
Yeah. So that's pretty good. Very, very proud of him. I spoke to Derek late last week, and he mentioned that to me, and I was like, "Cool, I'll keep it under wraps." But clearly, I don't need to keep it under wraps anymore.
Yeah,
So
nice.
that's really good. Yeah,
Yeah, we don't do
that's
rumors on this
been
show, do we? Only officially
no, only
released
official
news.
stuff. Yeah, exactly. So that's good. Anyway, go and try some Gabs beers. If you see me walking around at Gabs Brisbane, that's not actually me.
You've had too many. You've done a perco and you have to go home.
Yeah, because I'm not actually there and that sort of thing. But
Right.
go and have fun. Post photos on the Facebook group. Would love to see what sort of mischief you get up to and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that would be good actually. Chuck it in the group and give the other people a recommendation of what to try.
Indeed. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, mate. Look out for those seals.
Will do.
All right.
Or.
Good. Don't do that.
See you next week.